Hey everybody, welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. Today's episode is our kickoff of a Highlands podcast series that we're doing where we're going to focus on different offerings from Highland Technologies. So today we're going to be focusing on Highland Cloud. We'll be covering a lot of different information around Highland Cloud. And I'm so excited because our guest today is Mark Sanciola from Highland. So Mark, can you tell me about yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex. Happy to be here. So I have been associated with the Highland Cloud pretty much since day two of my tenure with Highland. About 15 years ago, I joined Highland in the sales organization, and I was immediately introduced to the folks running our hosted offering, and focused on customers in that regard, and I haven't looked back since. So I've been evangelizing the Highland Cloud, helping Highlanders and our channel alike close business in the Highland Cloud and really be any and all source of expertise when it comes to the Highland Cloud to help bring in that business.
Great. Well, you know, I always like to ask our guests if they have a fun fact. Do you have anything that you'd like to share with our listeners? Maybe, you know, something fun that you like to do or a fun fact about yourself?
Sure. You know what I'd like to say? I was born to sell the Highland Cloud, but we all know that would be a little bit of a stretch. I actually landed at Highland after recognizing that the path to stardom as a professional actor was very, very limited for a very few folks. So I still do maintain my membership in the Screen Actors Guild. I do commercials on the side. I have performed on stage with the Great Lakes Theater Company, and I keep my hand in that as often as I can, but the Highland Cloud pays the bills.
Gotcha. So what's your favorite production you've been a part of?
On stage, I performed in Antony and Cleopatra at the Cleveland Theater. And that was fun because I did a lot of workshops in Shakespeare, and it was an opportunity to really flex that muscle. So that was a lot of fun, and it differs considerably from some of the commercial work I've done. I've done commercials for Office Max and on stage for Shakespeare. So you know what? It's a little bit across the board.
Wow, I feel like I'm talking to a real celebrity.
Well, keep in mind, I'm still selling the Highland Cloud, so we'll go with that, Alex.
Gotcha. Well, great. I do want to go ahead and kick off our episode. And, you know, we've been talking about this, that we're going to be talking about cloud today. So, you know, I just want to ask the question, why did Highland decide that cloud first was the right approach?
You know what? I think it's a confluence of a lot of different factors. So Highland really pioneered cloud-based, at the time, enterprise content management and now content services. Before cloud was cool, we launched in 2004. We predate AWS by 2 years. And a lot of our focus at the time was, you know, we were being very forward thinking. And a lot of our focus at the time was talking to opportunities, talking with partners like Keymark that the cloud is coming. The cloud is coming. You need to be prepared. And I think when we started to see that shift from the cloud is coming to, well, wow, based on the questions our opportunities are asking of us, based on the requirements they have, it sounds like the cloud is already here in their perspective. And we're no longer really pushing the Highland Cloud. We're now responding to more and more opportunities that are pursuing the cloud. And I think that was a big cultural shift for us. And at the same time, we saw that shift align with what was taking place in the industry. Take off the table just content services in the cloud. The cloud was permeating pretty much all applications, and there was a great deal of thought leadership around moving to the cloud or leveraging resources outside of your four walls in order to satisfy certain business pains. So books like The Big Shift talked about the shift in risk from the buyer to the supplier as part of this cloud and SaaS momentum. And customers really embraced that. And we found ourselves talking to cloud much more regularly. And there are advantages to the, to being in the cloud for not only our customers, but for Highland and our partners as well. And it just grew into, this is where the market is. Highland was ahead of the curve when we launched a hosted solution 15, 16 years ago. So let's take it full circle and lead with this.
Okay. So I know you mentioned that there's, you know, numerous advantages, but what are some of the benefits of migrating to a cloud-based solution for someone who's, you know, maybe been on-premise for a majority of their time with Highland?
So we've done a lot of research around this. We've commissioned analyst organizations to get their thoughts on it as well. And there are there's a whole host of advantages to being in the cloud and migrating to the cloud. What we're seeing is disaster recovery and business continuity are key drivers. Organizations want to ensure that their information is available, is accessible when they need it most. And unfortunately, we've seen some situations where environmental disasters have left organizations without access to their content, because their on-prem solution was seriously impacted by flood or hurricane. What our hosted customers recognized was their data, while existing outside of their four walls, actually served their advantage because they had better access to it in the event something like that happened. So disaster recovery is huge. A lot of times organizations don't even recognize that their disaster recovery plans that they have on paper are inadequate until they need to execute. That is not the time an organization wants to learn that they're not prepared from a DR standpoint. But we've also seen a lot of movement based on cost savings that are available. There is a tremendous opportunity to capture a return by leveraging experts in a hosted realm, so you as an organization can focus on your core competence. And I think that is why we've seen such success across all the different verticals that Highland plays in, be it healthcare, financial services, insurance, higher education, government, or a slew of industries that make up our cross-industry approach, like retail and biotech and transportation. All those customers are recognizing that they can repurpose some of the infrastructure that they have in place to more value-add activities. They can repurpose some of the human resources they have in place to more value-add activities by leveraging global cloud services and the Highland Cloud to do things like administer the environment, patch the environment, anything and everything associated with managing that environment. Organizations are recognizing that they're better off by having the experts do that so they can focus on their core line of business.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what are some of Highland's, you know, different initiatives for Highland Cloud?
How much time you have, Alex? We are doing a lot. So first and foremost, migrations. It's sort of apropos that your previous question led into this, because migrations are a key driver for Highland and for the Highland Cloud and Global Cloud Services as we speak. We have a big initiative, and working with our direct sellers and working with our channel partners and our valuable partners like Keymark to focus on bringing their on-prem customers to the cloud because of all those advantages that I mentioned. So anything and everything we can do to help pave the way for those on-prem customers to see the value in a SaaS solution and then make that transition seamless for them. So we've identified the need for improvements in operational processes. What do we need to do internally at Highland? What do we need to do with our partners like Keymark to ensure a seamless transition? And a lot of it is a function of ensuring cross-departmental collaboration, cross-company collaboration between Highland and our partners, and just making sure that all I's are dotted and T's are crossed, because at the end of the day, the driving factor behind migrations is customer delight. Let's give the customer what they need in a way that they see providing value to the organization, and let's make it a process that is pleasurable rather than fraught with hiccups. And that's really where we're focusing, is on bringing that seamless, frictionless process to all of our customers.
Gotcha. So, you know, speaking of, you know, seamless transition and all of that, are there anything that customers can do to help that transition on their end? You know, anything that maybe they can prepare for, or if that is something that they do want to move to as a cloud-based solution, is there anything that they can do?
Absolutely. So we've spent a lot of time, and I've delivered a couple different presentations at Community Live and some other partner events around the concept of being cloud smart. It's not enough just to be or just to have an organization be cloud first. It's all about being cloud smart. It's all about understanding what that cloud roadmap looks like for your organization. I like to use an analogy from some pre-Highland experience. I spent several years in management consulting for retail organizations, and it never failed. I was always asked by a client, well, tell me, what is Walmart doing? What is Target doing? And my response was, it really doesn't matter, because if what Walmart is doing doesn't work for you, it's not a best practice. So the same I apply to looking at the cloud. Just because one organization might be pursuing cloud in one way doesn't mean that is the only way to do it. So it's a function of understanding how cloud makes sense for your organization and looking at your organization as a whole, looking at all of the applications you have. Which of those applications can be well served in a SaaS model versus which ones really do require to be on-prem? Which applications are born out of cloud native functionality versus cloud enabled functionality? What opportunity is there for an organization to leverage the public cloud in addition to leveraging their content services solution in Highland's private cloud? And what are those integration requirements? So there really is a lot of, I don't want to say homework, but that really is what it is. It, for organizations to truly understand what cloud means for their organization, what that roadmap will look like to get there, what are some of the tweaks that will need to be made to the configuration of their solution to enable it to function seamlessly in the cloud. So things like external autofill keyword sets, those will have to be revisited and configured differently to work appropriately in the cloud. Absolutely doable. It's just a consideration that needs to be had. Encryption throughout the solution is something that is provided by default with all SaaS solutions from Highland. So there might be some considerations to how that encryption is configured in the on-prem world relative to what it will look like in a hosted world. And something as simple as what database platform is an organization on? Is an organization's on-prem solution on an Oracle database? And if so, that will require a conversion to SQL before that migration to the cloud is possible. So there's a lot of pre-work, and the folks at Keymark, in conjunction with the team here at Highland, can help organizations walk through all of that. We have a very robust migration questionnaire that organizations can look at, and we have very robust tools to help an organization identify what the return would be for moving to the cloud, what those benefits they would see experiencing as a result, just a wealth of information and a wealth of tools available for Keymark and Keymark's customers to look at when deciding if the cloud makes sense.
So I do want to, you know, just shift gears for a minute. And, you know, you mentioned earlier the use of AWS. So I kind of want to talk about that a little bit more. Can you talk about Highland's use of AWS in the cloud? And actually, maybe explain what AWS is for the listeners who don't know?
I would love to. So AWS, Amazon Web Services, is what we used to term as a public cloud or a commodity cloud. So organizations can take their on-base solution, their content solution, their Highland application, and rather than installing it locally on-prem, they can leverage AWS to provide all the infrastructure and really install that solution there. Well, for all intents and purposes, when it comes to cloud services, that is still an on-prem solution. We're not managing any of that. So what we're seeing now is organizations do have, I don't want to necessarily say relationships, but there's a certain comfort looking at AWS if they say, for example, have other applications in AWS and they're comfortable with how AWS functions. Hyland recognized also that there is a beneficial partnership with AWS by leveraging AWS to provide availability of solutions in regions where we don't necessarily have a presence today. If you look at our global footprint, we have 14 co-located facilities worldwide, across the US, Canada, Latin America, EMEA, Australia, New Zealand, Asia Pac. There are a number of areas where we have a presence, but there are also a number of regions where it doesn't make sense to spin up a co-located facility. So in those regions, we're leveraging AWS in order to satisfy those requirements. For example, we have an AWS instance in Tokyo because we have customers out there who wanted to be in the cloud, but we didn't have a co-located facility. So providing an AWS instance that is managed and administered by Hyland Cloud allowed us to be able to satisfy the customers in that space. So it's a great opportunity for us to regionalize and provide data sovereignty solutions to customers where we might not have a presence today. So I can tell you, as we continue to grow, we will very likely be seeing more AWS regional instances rather than co-located facilities.
Okay, great. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about migrating to the cloud and, you know, what that could look like for your organization. But now I just want to ask about security when it comes to, you know, putting data out in this cloud, right? Because I'm sure there's a lot of organizations out there that have those reservations and have those questions. So can you speak to the security of Hyland Cloud?
Absolutely. With the sensitivity of content that we host, I mean, we're hosting content for heavily regulated in organizations in healthcare or in financial services or government. So really the safety and security of that content is job one. We adhere to a defense in depth model when it comes to security. And basically what that means is we are implementing security across all the layers of the environment. So when you look at, for example, the physical and environmental security, we are focusing on the security at the data centers, the biometric tools we have in place for access into the data centers, the fire suppression, the power redundancy, the air cooling, etc. So those type of things exist at that physical layer. And then there are all these layers in between at the perimeter level, the internal network, the host layer, the application layer, and ultimately that data layer where we have content encrypted in transit as well as at rest. So we liken our approach to security, and some of your listeners might have heard it mentioned this way before, but as really a castle approach. So if you think of the castle, you can make your way across the moat, but then you have to figure out how to get through that first gate. If you breach that first gate, now you have to scale that first wall. But when you do, the entrance to the castle is actually on the back side. And when you scale that wall, now you may have a different gate to prevent you from accessing that next level. So it's the concept of employing security at all different levels of the environment. And we have a tremendous amount of content available for organizations who want to learn more. They can go to cloudsecurityalliance.org. and look at what we're doing from a security standpoint. We can also provide our SIG documentation as well as copies of our SOC 2 reports and our ISO 27001 certification. So we believe in full disclosure and helping customers be comfortable with the security around which the around the solution where their data resides.
Great. Well, thank you for that information. So, you know, as our time comes to a close today, I just wanted to open the question. Do you have any final thoughts? Maybe there was something that I didn't ask, or maybe there was something I did ask, but you would like to elaborate more on them. So, you know, this time is yours if you have any final thoughts.
So I think my final thoughts would rest with what I had commented above on migrations. There is a very clear opportunity for organizations to capture a host of benefits of with migrating to the Highland Cloud. Like I mentioned, the disaster recovery and the business continuity side of the house. In reality, the security of the solution that we provide is in many ways more robust than what organizations are able to have themselves on-prem. It's simply cost prohibitive to recreate what it is we're bringing to the table from the cloud. And of course, there are those cost savings. So we're finding ourselves talking with organizations well outside the IT realm of customers, but up the chain of the CFO, because there are very clear financial benefits associated with migrating to the cloud. I would love to work with Keymark and to work with customers of Keymark to identify really what that value is for them. What would their return on investment be? How quickly would they see a payback? And realistically, what cost savings are available? There's a tremendous opportunity out there to save money by moving to the cloud, and we want to help customers do that.
Great. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you so much for coming on the podcast and talking about Highland Cloud and what that means, and you know, how our customers can get started with it.
Thank you so much. I welcome the opportunity to talk more if people have questions. And I could talk about the cloud all day and what Highland's doing with it. So I really appreciate the opportunity, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Orange Chair Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Keymark and is produced by Clay Tootin and me, your host, Alex Frazier. For more information on OnBase by Highland, please visit our website at www.keymarkinc.com/onbase-software. Again, that's www.keymarkinc.com/onbase-software. Never miss an episode by subscribing to our podcast channels wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, like and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Orange Chair Podcast. Want to get in touch? Send us an email at toc@keymarkinc.com. Again, that's toc@keymarkinc.com.